This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the October 4th, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinsham, and I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are functional neurosurgery and hydrocephalus. Palatal deep brain stimulation for dystonia, a case series. A clinical article by Melita Petrosian and colleagues. In this paper, the authors report their findings in 14 children who were treated with deep brain stimulation for dystonia. The surgery was safe, with no short-term complications, and it was effective, with a 62% average decline in dystonia severity. The most common long-term complication was lead fracture, which occurred in 14%. The majority of these children did not carry the DYT1 mutation, thus confirming that deep brain stimulation is effective in the treatment of both DYT1 and idiopathic cases of early onset dystonia. Benign extracerebral fluid collection in infancy as a risk factor for the development of de novo intracranial arachnoid cysts. A clinical article by Tobias Matei and co-authors. Although it has already been demonstrated that rupture of intracranial arachnoid cysts may lead to subdural hematomas and hygromas, no previous study has investigated benign extracerebral fluid collections in infancy as a possible predisposing factor for later development of intracranial arachnoid cysts. The authors performed an extensive analysis of the epidemiological data and imaging evolution of 44 children with benign extracerebral fluid collections in infancy. They were followed at the University of Illinois at Peoria. After a mean follow-up of 13 months, the incidence of de novo arachnoid cysts was found to be 40.9%, which is significantly disproportional to the 2.6% prevalence rate reported in the general pediatric population. Additional risk factors for development of arachnoid cysts, as identified in the multiple logistic regression analysis, were an extracerebral collection restricted to the frontal region and plagiocephaly. This is the first study to demonstrate that benign extracerebral fluid collections in infancy may constitute a significant risk factor for development of de novo intracranial arachnoid cysts, suggesting a two-hit hypothesis in which the combination of an embryological defect in arachnoid development and further impairment of CSF fluid absorption would lead to abnormal CSF dynamics, ultimately resulting in expansion of the fluid collection between the duplicated arachnoid layers. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.